Well, welcome to the Daily Radio Bible. The day is Thursday. It's July the 6th, day 187 in our journey through the Bible. Hello to everyone out there. My name is Hunter, and we are doing what we do every day. We're spending a little time in God's Word. We're letting God's Word spend a little time on us, and oh, how we need that. No doubt about that. Well, today, my friends, we continue on in this peculiar little book called Hosea, chapters 6 through 9, and then we're going to finish our reading in the book of Hebrews, chapter 3. What do you say we jump right in here? Hosea chapter 6. A call to repentance. Come, let us return to the Lord. He has torn us to pieces, now he will heal us. He has injured us, now he will bandage our wounds. In just a short time he will restore us, so that we may live in his presence. Oh, that we might know the Lord. Let us press on to know him. He will respond to us, surely as the arrival of dawn, or the coming of rains in the early spring. Oh, Israel and Judah, what should I do with you? Asks the Lord. For your love vanishes like the morning mist and disappears like dew in the sunlight. I sent my prophets to cut you to pieces, to slaughter you with my words, with judgments as inescapable as light. I want you to show love, not offer sacrifices. I want you to know me more than I want burnt offerings. But like Adam, you broke my covenant and betrayed my trust. Gilead is a city of sinners, tracked with footprints of blood. Priests form bands of robbers, waiting in ambush for their victims. They murder travelers along the road to Shechem and practice every kind of sin. Yes, I have seen something horrible in Ephraim and Israel. My people are defiled by prostituting themselves with other gods. O Judah, a harvest of punishment is also waiting for you, though I wanted to restore the fortunes of my people. Hosea chapter 7. Israel's love for wickedness. I want to heal Israel, but its sins are too great. Samaria is filled with liars. Thieves are on the inside and bandits on the outside. Its people don't realize that I am watching them. Their sinful deeds are all around them, and I see them all. The people entertain the king with their wickedness, and the princes laugh at their lies. They are all adulterers, always aflame with lust. They are like an oven that is kept hot while the baker is kneading the dough. On a royal holiday, the prince gets drunk with wine, carousing with those who mock them. Their hearts are like an oven, blazing with intrigue. Their plots smolder through the night, and in the morning it breaks out like a raging fire. Burning like an oven, they consume their leaders. They kill their kings one after another. And no one cries to me for help. The people of Israel mingle with godless foreigners, making themselves as worthless as a half-baked cake. Worshipping foreign gods has sapped their strength, and they don't even know it. Their hair is gray, and they don't realize they're old and weak. Their arrogance testifies against them. Yet they don't return to the Lord their God, or even try to find him. The people of Israel have become like silly, witless doves, first calling to Egypt, then flying to Assyria for help. But as they fly about, I will throw my net over them and bring them down like a bird from the sky. I will punish them for all the evil they do. What sorrow awaits those who have deserted me? Let them die, for they have rebelled against me. I wanted to redeem them, but they have told lies about me. They do not cry out to me with sincere hearts. Instead, they sit on their couches and wail. They cut themselves, begging foreign gods for grain and new wine, and they turn away from me. I trained them and made them strong, yet now they plot evil against me. They look everywhere except to the Most High. They are as useless as a crooked bow. Their leaders will be killed by their enemies because of their insolence toward me. Then the people of Egypt will laugh at them. Hosea chapter 8. Israel harvests the whirlwind. Sound the alarm. The enemy descends like an eagle on the people of the Lord, for they have broken my covenant and revolted against my law. Now Israel pleads with me, help us, for you are our God. But it is too late. The people of Israel have rejected what is good, and now their enemies will chase after them. The people have appointed kings without my consent and princes without my approval. By making idols for themselves from their silver and gold, they have brought about their own destruction. O Samaria, I reject this calf, this idol you have made. My fury burns against you. How long will you be incapable of innocence? This calf you worship, O Israel, was crafted by your own hands. It is not God. Therefore, it must be smashed to bits. They have planted the wind and will harvest the whirlwind. The stalks of grain wither and produce nothing to eat, and even if there is any grain, foreigners will eat it. The people of Israel have been swallowed up. They lie among the nations like an old discarded pot, like a wild donkey looking for a mate. They have gone up to Assyria. The people of Israel have sold themselves to many lovers. But though they have sold themselves to many allies, I will now gather them together for judgment. Then they will writhe under the burden of a great king. Israel has built many altars to take away sin, but these very altars became places for sinning, even though I gave them all my laws. They act as if those laws don't apply to them. The people love to offer sacrifices to me, feasting on the meat, but I did not accept their sacrifices. I will hold my people accountable for their sins, and I will punish them. They will return to Egypt. Israel has forgotten its maker and built its great palaces, and Judah has fortified its cities. Therefore, I will send down fire on these cities, and I will burn up their fortresses. Hosea chapter 9. Hosea announces Israel's punishment. O people of Israel, do not rejoice as other nations do. For you have been unfaithful to your God, hiring yourself out like prostitutes, worshiping other gods on every threshing floor. Now your harvest will be too small to feed you. There will be no grapes for making new wine. You may no longer stay here in the Lord's land. Instead, you will return to Egypt and to Assyria, and you will eat food that is ceremonially unclean. There you will make no offerings of wine to the Lord. None of your sacrifices there will please him. They will be unclean, like food touched by a person in mourning. All who present such sacrifices will be defiled. They may eat this food themselves, but they may not offer it to the Lord. What then will you do on the festival days? How will you observe the Lord's festivals? Even if you escape destruction from Assyria, Egypt will conquer you and Memphis will bury you. Nettles will take over your treasures of silver. Thistles will invade your ruined homes. The time of Israel's punishment has come. The day of payment is here. Soon Israel will know this all too well because of your great sin and hostility. You say the prophets are crazy and the inspired men are fools. The prophet is a watchman over Israel for my God, yet traps are laid for him wherever he goes. He faces hostility even in the house of God. The things my people do are as depraved as what they did in Gibeah long ago. God will not forget. He will surely punish them for their sins. The Lord says, O Israel, when I first found you, it was like finding fresh grapes in the desert. When I saw your ancestors, it was like seeing the first ripe figs of the season. But then they deserted me for Baal Peor, giving themselves to that shameful idol. Soon they became vile as the god they worshipped. The glory of Israel will fly away like a bird. For your children will not be born or grow in the womb or even be conceived. Even if you do have children who grow up, I will take them from you. It will be a terrible day when I turn away and leave you alone. I have watched Israel become as beautiful as Tyre, but now Israel will bring out her children for slaughter. O Lord, what should I request for your people? I will ask for wombs that don't give birth and breasts that give no milk. The Lord says, all their wickedness began at Gilgal. There I began to hate them. I will drive them from my land because of their evil actions. I will love them no more because all their leaders are rebels. The people of Israel are struck down, their roots are dried up, and they will bear no more fruit. And if they give birth, I will slaughter their beloved children. My God will reject the people of Israel because they will not listen or obey. They will be wanderers, homeless among the nations. Hebrews chapter 3. Jesus is greater than Moses. And so, dear brothers and sisters, we belong to God and are partners with those called to heaven. Think carefully about this Jesus whom we declare to be God's messenger and high priest, for he was faithful to God who appointed him, just as Moses served faithfully when he was entrusted with God's entire house. But Jesus deserves far more glory than Moses, just as a person who builds a house deserves more praise than the house itself. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. Moses was certainly faithful in God's house as a servant. His work was an illustration of the truths God would reveal later. But Christ, as a son, is in charge of God's entire house, and we are God's house if we keep our courage and remain confident in our hope in Christ. That is why the Holy Spirit says, "Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts, as Israel did when they rebelled. When they tested me in the wilderness. There your ancestors tested and tried my patience, even though they saw my miracles for 40 years. So I was angry with them, and I said, 'Their hearts always turn away from me. They refuse to do what I tell them.' So in my anger, I took an oath, 'They will never enter my place of rest.' Be careful then, my dear brothers and sisters. Make sure that your own hearts are not evil and unbelieving, turning away from the living God. You must warn each other every day, while it is still today, so that none of you will be deceived by sin and hardened against God. For if we are faithful to the end, trusting God just as firmly as when we first believed, we will share in all that belongs to Christ. Remember what it says, 'Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts as Israel did when they rebelled.' And who was it that rebelled against God, even though they heard his voice? Wasn't it the people Moses led out of Egypt? And who made God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it the people who sinned, whose corpses lay in the wilderness, and to whom was God speaking when he took an oath that they would never enter his rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed him? So we see that because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter his rest." May God add his blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. To rest or not to rest? That is the question. So much pain, so much judgment, all because we refused to rest. We refuse to trust, to rely on God, and keep relying on our own efforts. We refuse to humble ourselves each day and proclaim each day that this day is the day of salvation. Today's the day to enter his rest. Such a simple word, isn't it? Rest. Such a simple call upon our lives. To enter into God's rest. None of the great prophets succeeded. They didn't succeed in bringing God's people into God's rest. Call and cry as they would, the people hardened their hearts and refused to enter into the sublime simplicity of rest. Moses offered sacrifices, pointing us to this rest, pointing us to the sacrifice of God that would pay the price for us to achieve our rest, a price we could not pay. It had to be paid by something other than us. But Christ didn't point to the sacrifice. Christ was the sacrifice that would make a way for us to enter into his rest. And now, because of what he has done for us, now we have the Holy Spirit within us that warns us and empowers us to enter into his rest, to cease from striving, to end our incessant work, our fearful work, of trying to justify ourselves through our own piety or our never-ending rebellion and running away from God, demanding life be lived only on my terms. All the pain and the destruction and the devastation of a life apart from God is now being offered in exchange for His rest. This is the simple call of faith, the with God life. To rest or not to rest? This is the question. Today, if you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts, says the writer. Do not harden your hearts. Instead, exchange all the hardness for His rest. Christ has made a way for you to know His rest. And the prayer of my heart today is that I will heed the simple and sublime call of faith. And that's the prayer that I have for my family too, for my wife, my daughters, my son. And that's the prayer I have for you. May it be so. Well, dailyradiobible.com, that's where we hang our hat out here in the interwebs, and it is always just a blessing to hear from you, to find out a little bit about you, who you are, where you're from, how you stumbled upon this podcast. Next time you got a moment, take it and let a brother know. Hey, before I let you go today, just want to ask that you would share the app with your friends. There are people out there who are restless, without rest, and the Word of God comes to us each day, reminding us not to harden ourselves, but instead to be awakened to the rest that is offered to us in Christ. And, well, folks need just a little encouragement, and that's what this podcast is all about. So offer this podcast to your friends very simply by clicking on the app link that says share the app, and you can pass it on to folks in your life. Another great way of helping us share the word is by liking our Facebook page and sharing our posts. Some of you are just so faithful at doing that, and it is such an encouragement, and it's very effective. People hear about this little ministry because of what you're doing by simply sharing our posts. And you can do that very simply on Facebook. Just like and share the post. Click on the link that says share the post. And it will show up on your wall, and people will see the journey that you're on in the Word. Another thing I'd ask you to do would be to sign up for our newsletter, our email newsletter. It's about to go out here this month of July, and we would love for you to have all the information that that newsletter will hold, including information about our upcoming trip to the Holy Land in April 2018. Would love to have you join us on that journey. That email blast will have information about it, but also you can find information on our webpage. Just go to dailyradiobible.com and click on the link there that says Holy Land 2018, and you can begin that registration process even now. And last of all, if you would like to partner with the Daily Radio Bible, that is so appreciated. You can do that right from the app. All you have to do is click on the partner link, and you're off and running. Or you can give at dailyradiobible.com. Click on the donate link there. And you can also mail your gift in if you're old school. You can mail it to Daily Radio Bible, 7216 Rolling Oaks Court, Cincinnati, Ohio, 45239. Hey, we have done it again. We have spent another day in the Bible. And I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I fully intend to be here. Until that time, let's go forward in God's joy. Let's let His joy be our strength. And let's remember this, that you, me, we are loved. No doubt about it. Alrighty, I'll talk to you again tomorrow. You guys take care and you get yourself some rest. Bye-bye.